With voting day upon us, here's everything you need to know to vote in the 2024 provincial election, from voting places and ID requirements to the candidates and party platforms. Click the links to jump to a section. Ridings on Vancouver Island. Vancouver Island candidates. Meet the party leaders. Learn about the party platforms. Who can vote in BC's provincial election? Where and when to vote on Vancouver Island. What you need to vote. The ridings in the 2024 BC election. Candidates will be vying for the vote in 93 ridings across the province. 6 new ridings have been created since the last election in 2020, including one on Vancouver Island, which will have 15 electoral areas. Several ridings have been renamed and had their boundaries changed as part of the redistribution. Standings in 87-seat BC legislature when the election was called. 55 BC NDP. 26 BC United. 2 BC Greens. 2 BC Conservatives. 2 Independents. Vancouver Island ridings. There are 15 electoral ridings on Vancouver Island for the 2024 provincial election, up from 14 in 2020. You can find your riding on your Where to Vote card, which should have arrived in the mail, or by entering your address on Elections BC's site. Click the links to read more about each riding and find a list of voting places. Courtenay-Comox, Cowichan Valley, Esquimalt-Colwood, Juan de Fuca-Malahat, Ladysmith Oceanside, Langford Highlands, Mid-Island Pacific Rim, Nanaimo-Gabriola Island, Nanaimo-Lanceville, North Island, Oak Bay-Gordon Head, Saanich North and the Islands, Saanich South, Victoria-Beacon Hill, Victoria Swan Lake. Back to top. Candidates and party leaders in the 2024 BC election. Who's running on Vancouver Island? There are 52 candidates running on Vancouver Island. Click the links to see their responses to our questionnaire and to connect with their websites and social media. Courtenay-Comox, Brennan Day, Conservative Party of BC. Arzina Hamir, BC Green Party. John Hedekin, Independent. Devin Howell, Independent. Rana Ray Leonard, BC NDP, MLA for Courtenay-Comox. Cowichan Valley. John Coleman, Unaffiliated. Eden Haythorne-Thwaite, Independent. John Cowrie, Conservative Party of BC. Cammy Lockwood, BC Green Party. Deborah Toporowski, BC NDP. Esquimalt-Colwood. Camille Curry, BC Green Party. Darlene Rochford, BC NDP. John Wilson, Conservative Party of BC. Juan de Fuca-Malahat. David Evans, BC Green Party. Dana Lyonnais, BC. NDP. Marina Sapozhnikov, Conservative Party of BC. Ladysmith Oceanside. Brett Fee, Conservative Party of BC. Laura Ferreira, BC Green Party. Stephanie Higginson, BC NDP. Adam Walker, Independent, MLA for Parksville-Qualicum. Langford Highlands. Aaron Castles, BC Green Party. Mike Harris, Conservative Party of BC. Ravi Parmar, BC NDP, MLA for Langford. Juan de Fuca. Mid-Island Pacific Rim. Adam Haydick, Conservative Party of BC. Josie Osborne, BC NDP, MLA for Mid-Island Pacific Rim. Ross Reed, BC Green Party. Nanaimo, Gabriola Island. Shirley Lambrecht, BC Green Party. Sheila Malcolmson, BC NDP, MLA for Nanaimo. Dale Parker, Conservative Party of BC. Nanaimo Lanceville. George Anderson, BC NDP. Gwen O'Mahony, Conservative Party of BC. Leah Versaeville, BC Green Party. North Island. Michelle Bobchick, BC NDP, MLA for North Island. Nick Dedeluk, BC Green Party. Anna Kindy, Conservative Party of BC. Oak Bay Gordon Head. Stephen Andrew, Conservative Party of BC. Diana Gibson, BC NDP. Lisa Gunderson, BC Green Party. Saanich North and the Islands. Rob Botterell, BC Green Party. David Bush, Conservative Party of BC. Amy Haysom, Independent. Sarah Riddell, BC NDP. Saanich South. Adam Kubel, Conservative Party of BC. Lana Popham, BC NDP, MLA for Saanich South. Ned Taylor, BC Green Party. Victoria Beacon Hill. Sonia Furstenau, BC Green Party, MLA for Cowichan Valley. Grace Lohr, BC NDP, MLA for Victoria Beacon Hill. Tim Thielman, Conservative Party of BC. Victoria Swan Lake. Robert Crooks, Communist Party of BC. Nina Krieger, BC NDP. Tim Taylor, Conservative Party of BC. Christina Winter, BC Green Party. Back to Top. Meet the Party Leaders. BC NDP Leader David Eby, left. BC Green Party Leader Sonia Furstenau, and BC Conservative Party Leader John Rusted. The Canadian Press and Times columnist. Read our profiles of the leaders of BC's three main political parties to learn more about them. NDP leader David Eby. We're going all in, NDP leader says it's important to try bold policies to tackle complex issues. Green Party leader Sonia Furstenau. I intend to win. BC Green leader undaunted in battle for NDP stronghold. Conservative Party leader John Rusted. Comeback man. 2 years after BC Liberals fired him, John Rusted has a shot at becoming premier. There was one televised leaders' debate during the campaign. Here's another article about it, plus a roundup of key quotes. Back to Top. The issues in the 2024 BC election. Learn about the party platforms. You can find the platforms for all three of BC's main parties online. Conservative Party Platform, Green Party Platform, NDP Platform. There are also several summaries of some of their key promises available. Housing, health, and plastic straws. Here's how BC politicians are wooing voters. BC. Election 2024. A guide to the leaders and party platforms. What the parties are promising ahead of the British Columbia provincial election. Campaign sidelights that need more attention. Looking for more on a specific topic? Healthcare. Critics see lots of promises but little structural change for healthcare. Rusted says no plan for user pay health. Eby promises $75 million rural health loan forgiveness plan at Okanagan campaign stop. Eby, Rusted both promise new patient tower for Nanaimo Hospital. Healing fragile BC health system is key election issue. A look at BC healthcare promises ahead of October 19 election day. Housing. No shortage when it comes to BC housing policies, as Eby, Rusted offer clear choice. BC. Party leaders fail to give housing specifics during TV debate. BC. Conservatives, NDP both announce plans to help ease BC housing crisis. BC. NDP pledges to help middle-income homebuyers with 40% of financing. Rusted's major housing tax rebate plan overshadowed by anti-vaccine comments on video. Cost of living. Will tax cuts and other promises actually help with cost of living? EB says more than 90% of British Columbians to benefit from tax cut promise. Education. BC. Conservatives release education policy plans ahead of Election Day. BC. NDP promises more counselors, education assistants with universal $10 per day childcare unmet. BC Ferries. John Rusted announces plan to overhaul BC Ferries. Crime and disorder. Analysis. BC Conservatives and BC NDP not that far apart on law and order. EB supports police on guns and gangs, flanked by four law enforcement candidates. Nanaimo drug trafficking arrests show dangers of safe drug sites. BC Conservatives. Crime, disorder take center stage in BC election, but statistics tell complex story. Indigenous rights. Rusted wants BC Indigenous rights law repealed. Chief sees that as 40-year setback. Toxic drug crisis. Critics see drug debate tainted by politicization in BC election campaign. Greens vow to expand safer supply of drugs in BC. Ex-coroner Lapointe backs plan. Rusted pledges to close BC's overdose prevention sites. Back to top. Voting in the 2024 BC election. Electronic tabulators are being used to count the votes in the 2024 provincial election. Voters insert their paper ballots into the tabulators. Darren Stone, Times columnist. Elections BC is using electronic tabulators to count votes in the October 19th provincial election and expects results to be available within 1 hour of polls closing at 8 p.m. Casting ballots is also expected to be faster. The Elections BC website also has information on candidates, voting places, identification requirements, getting time off from work to vote, the new voting process and other topics. Am I eligible to vote? You can vote if you are a Canadian citizen, 18 years of age or older on October 19, 2024. A resident of BC since April 18, 2024. Back to top. When and where can I vote? General voting day is October 19, 2024. From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. voters have an assigned voting place on general voting day, but you can vote at another voting place if it's more convenient to you. Find your assigned voting place on your Where to Vote card, which should have arrived in the mail, or check out Election BC's Where to Vote app to find voting places near you. You can also vote at any electoral district office until 4 p.m. on October 19. Voting places are listed in our riding profiles. Back to top. What do I need to vote? There are three ways to prove your identity when you vote. Option 1. Show one of the following pieces of ID. A BC driver's license. A BC identification card. BC ID. A BC services card, with photo. Another card issued by the Government of BC or Government Canada that shows your name, photo and address. A certificate of Indian status. Option 2. Show two pieces of ID or documents that both show your name. One must also have your current address. Government-issued identity documents. BC. Care card. BC. Services card, without photo. Birth certificate. Canadian Forces photo identification card. citizenship certificate, Correctional Service Canada offender identification card, firearms possession and acquisition license, firearms possession only license, old age security identification card, passport, social insurance number card, Veterans Affairs Canada healthcare identification card, other government issue documents, Canada Child Tax Benefit Statement, Government Check or Check Stub, Income Tax Assessment Notice, Property Tax Assessment, Statement of Canada Pension Plan Benefits, Statement of Government Employment Insurance Benefits Paid, Statement of Old Age Security, School, College, or University Documents, Admissions Letter, Report Card, Residence Acceptance, Transcript, Tuition, Fees Statement, Student Card, Other Documents, Bank, Credit Card or Statement, Confirmation of Residence, 3,3680, Hospital Bracelet, Document, Insurance Statement, Membership Card, Mortgage Statement, Personal Check, Printed by Bank, Prescription Medication Containers, Provincial Where to Vote Card, Public Transportation Pass, Residential Lease, Statutory Declaration Prepared by a Lawyer or Notary Public Attesting a Voter's Identity and or Residence, Utility Bill, Option 3. Voters who don't have ID can have their identity vouched for by another person. The voucher must be a registered voter resident in the voter's electoral district, or a spouse, parent, grandparent, adult child, adult grandchild or adult sibling of the voter, or a person with the authority to make personal care decisions for the voter. Elections BC says vouchers must provide acceptable identification. The voter and the voucher must each make a solemn declaration confirming the voter's identity and residential address. A voucher who is not the voter's relative or personal care authority may only vouch for one voter. A relative may vouch for any voters who are members of their family. A personal care authority may vouch for all voters over whom they have written authority. A voter who has been vouched for may not vouch for another voter in that election. Back to top. Election at timescolonist.com.